Estevan. The Estevan Humane Society is thrilled with the response from the community for its annual Whiskers and Wine Gala. A sold-out crowd of nearly 200 people filled the Estevan Exhibition Association's hall for the fundraiser. They dined on a catered prime rib supper from Ebb's Catering, enjoyed live music from groups Long Live the Glory and then Tyler Lewis, and supported the Humane Society through live and silent auctions. This was the seventh time the gala has happened, and Estevan Humane Society Board President Taya LaCosta said it was their best one yet. People told her the prime rib from Ebb's was the best they ever ate. The musicians had the crowd dancing in the aisles and the auctions were well supported. People were very generous and it was a very good night, said LaCosta. Long Live the Glory plays rock music from the 1990s and other eras. It is fronted by Estevan's Jesse Gibson, and features young people from Regina's School of Rock. We always try to have one of the performers be more local. It's just nice to spotlight them when it's somebody local. Why not support someone local if you can? It's nice to be able to have that opportunity. We have such great local talent to be able to choose from, every year. Lewis, who is from the Rockglen area originally, performed on stage with friends Dean Person and Damon Tupper. LaCosta noted one of the board members had heard Lewis previously and thought he would provide great entertainment for Whiskers and Wine. We knew he'd be good, but he's just at a different level in person, said LaCosta. It was the classics you never get tired of. The silent auction featured roughly 45 items and people were pleased with the number of items they could bid on, LaCosta said. A live auction included a Traeger smoker from Macomb Automotive Supply, autographed jerseys from the Estevan Steelhouse U18 AAA Bears and the Estevan Bruins hockey teams, and a quilt created by perennial supporter Angela Dennis. Angela usually gives us a quilt every year, and she never disappoints us in what she gives us, said LaCosta. They're always so beautiful and just so well made. LaCosta did not have an immediate number on how much money was raised, but she believes it was their most successful year ever. Proceeds from the gala will be directed towards renovations at the Humane Society's animal shelter. LaCosta said the organization is planning on some work this spring. Right now, we're focusing on trying to add enrichment to the animals we have down at the shelter. With cats, it's climbing walls, and just things to make their stay with us a lot more enjoyable and a lot more natural, said LaCosta. She noted they have a couple of animals who have been at the shelter for some time, and the Humane Society wants to find them a forever home. The Humane Society hopes to remake the rooms for the dogs and add a couple of kennels. They want to begin the project in the spring as soon as the snow melts. The Humane Society currently has a comfortable number of pets, and nowhere near what they had last year. LaCosta estimates they have 50 to 60 cats and 7 dogs, but the dogs will need to be adopted or fostered out during the renovations.